as you come to him, a living stone, rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious. You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. This is why we are here this morning. Please understand, why we are here is not simply to make sure the doors of this church stay open, as it sometimes might seem. We are not here this morning, and we do not meet on Sunday mornings because we're a church and so we're supposed to do churchy things. We are here because there is something much larger going on than what it might seem like in any given moment that we are here. We are here and we gather here on this first day of the week and multiple times throughout the week because a kingdom is being built. The house of the Lord is being built. We are living stones that are being built together, that are growing up to be a house of the Lord wherein sacrifice of praise is offered to our God. And what an amazing thing it is that you and I get to be stones within this very building that God himself is building. What a powerful thing that we get to be a part of that house of the Lord. And I am glad that you are here to partake in that. That's what's going on. In just a few moments, we're going to be walking through a ceremony, if you will, to ordain some men in some very special roles within this building. We might, as we carry on this metaphor, see them maybe as special brick masons or foremen in the building of the house of the Lord. And what an exciting thing that is for us as a congregation today. And we'll talk more about that. But right now, I want to talk to us. I want to talk to the rest of us and what this means as we are part of these living stones, this living building that God is raising up in his honor and to his glory. Before we look at that, would you bow with me in prayer, please? Glorious God and Father, you are the great and holy Father. You are the wondrous God, the ruler of all nature. Thank you for letting us be stones, living stones within your house, built upon the living stone, the living cornerstone, Jesus, your Son. And Father, we pray that what we do here this morning brings glory and honor to you and lifts you up because we are a holy priesthood bringing sacrifice of praise to you. And we pray that others will be drawn in and be a part of this great house, this great city, this great kingdom that you are building. And that we will draw folks into it, that more and more will circle around your throne, lifting you up in honor and praise. We love you, Father. We thank you for loving us first. Through your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen. As so many others have done this morning, I want to welcome you, and I am so thankful that you get to be here this morning for our guests. It is a very special day. We're going to have a very short, more kind of a devotional type lesson here, and then we're going to welcome in another elder and four more deacons to the work of this congregation. And so I am very excited about that. You've already had the opportunity to drop your connection card into the collection plate. Normally we do that at the end of our assembly, but because of our change of order, we've done that. However, if you're a little bit more tech savvy and you didn't want to write it down, you can type the word welcome into your phone to the number that's on the screen, and you'll be able to fill out something there so that we can let you know how much we appreciate you having been here with us. We are living stones being built together into a house. But Paul uses a different metaphor in Ephesians. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15 through 16, Paul there says, "Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love." I'm not wanting to mix metaphors in this lesson. Paul actually earlier in his letter uses the same metaphor of the building. But whereas in one place they use the metaphor of the building and living stones that are coming together into this house of praise, here Paul uses the metaphor of a body. And rather than various bricks and stones that build up that house, he talks about joints and members of the body. And that's what we are. But what I really want us to note is that here in this passage, what it says about how that body grows. That body grows as each member is equipped, as each joint is equipped. It grows by what every joint supplies. It grows by what every joint supplies. And so I just have a very simple question for you this morning. And that is, what are you supplying? I want to talk about each and every one of us being a builder. We are all builders in this house of the Lord. And we are all builders and growers in this body of the Lord. And this local body will grow as each of us grows. And so I want to ask you. I want to ask you to look at yourself and say, what is it that I supply? What is it that I am adding to this congregation, to the Lord's body, as a living stone within this house? And there are three mistakes I want to encourage you, as you're asking those questions, three mistakes I want to encourage you to avoid. The very first mistake is, don't make the I don't mistake. Don't make the I don't mistake. Some of us, as we look at other people and the things that they are doing, we get the idea that, well, I'm not doing that, so I'm not doing anything. In fact, sometimes what you add is so natural to you, you don't even realize you're adding something. And so what I want to encourage you, as you ask this question, don't just isolate in your own mind, trying to figure out and just devolving down into your own guilt. Ask your spouse, ask your friends, ask those who are around you. Now, it may be that they have to say, I don't know. Then there's something you need to work on. But don't make the I don't mistake, because the fact is, so many of you are adding, but it's just so natural that you don't even realize there is this thing that you are adding. So don't make the I don't mistake. The second mistake I would like for you to avoid is, don't make the I can't mistake. I can't do what someone's doing, so I can't do anything. We're about to appoint a man as an elder within the congregation, and we've had lessons about those qualifications. And then four men as deacons, and we look at those qualifications, and many of us might say, well, I can't be like them. I'll never be like them, so I'll never be able to amount to much, and I can't add. We're about to appoint Rich Gann as one of our shepherds, but I'll tell you, years ago, Rich was not where he is now. We're going to appoint, and I'm not going to call all of them by name, but we're going to appoint Jaime Gonzalez as a deacon. I was there when Jaime was baptized. Jaime was not where he is today. Jaime remembers me then too, and I was not where I am today, right, brother? I've probably known Jaime, other than my wife, longer than any one of you. He was not where he is today. And on that day, there was no thought that one day I will be a bricklayer in the Lord's house. I will be a deacon, a servant. And yet, Titus explains to us how that happened. In Titus chapter 3, verse 3, for we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. That's where we've all been, verse 4. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to His own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and the renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior. It's because we have a great God that we can. Not because we're awesome. These men who are appointed today, they're not being appointed because they're so amazing. They're being appointed because they've been serving an amazing God. And there was a time when they thought they couldn't. But today they can. Because God can. So don't make the I can't mistake. And thirdly, please, whatever you do, don't make the I won't mistake. There are some who gather among the Lord's people, and they are satisfied with sitting in a pew a couple of times a week, or sometimes even just once a week, as if to barter with the Lord that, can I come to church enough that in the end, I'll get to go to heaven? And they're not builders. And it's almost like that idea that they're hoping to trade a couple of hours on Sunday for eternal salvation. And that is not how it works. We are being built into the holy temple of the Lord. We are being built into the holy city of the Lord. And if we want to be a part of that holy city in eternity, we've got to be a building part of that holy city right now. Please don't make the I won't. Please don't think that you'll be able to barter a few hours of Sunday time with the Lord in the end. The Lord is making us into something greater than we can possibly imagine. But we must be builders in this house. We must be living stones who are growing. We must be the joints who provide and who equip, rather speaking the truth in love. We are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Be a builder. Be a builder. Because we grow by what every joint supplies. We grow by what you supply. If you'd like, you can put your notes away. Pull out your songbook. We're going to be singing in just a moment, or the lyrics will be on the screen behind me as they have been throughout the remainder of the assembly, or the previous part of the assembly, excuse me. I told my wife this morning, I said, it's days like today I don't like, because I actually can prove to you that I can preach a sermon in 10 minutes. You're going to start expecting this all the time. There's one more mistake that I would encourage you not to make. I've asked you not to make the I don't make the I can't, and don't make the I won't mistake. The other mistake that I want to encourage you to avoid, and that is that there are some who, though they're in this building, are here this morning and are not a part of the Lord's building, not a part of the Lord's house, the Lord's city, the Lord's kingdom, not a living stone, not a joint that is a part of the body, and willing to stand on the outside and kind of look and see what's going to happen over time. What I would encourage you this morning is don't make that mistake. Be a part. Be a part of the building. Become a living stone. Your life being built on Jesus as a cornerstone. We long for you to be a part of this. Jesus said, he that believes and is baptized will be saved. If we can help you with that this morning, we're all going to stand and we're going to sing this song. And if you want to be a part of the house of the Lord, we invite you to come right down and we'll baptize you this morning. Won't you come forward right now as we stand and sing?